Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the word from God's precious book today. Getting back to the book. We ought to get back to the Word of God in every aspect of our lives. We have a need for the Scriptures, a need for the Bible. The authority of God rests upon our obedience to Him. And I tell you, He's the one that's got the authority. And we need to get back to that book today. It's good to be here. Appreciate each listener this morning taking time to listen to us on the broadcast and pray that God would use us for His glory and for His honor today as we look into the Word of God this morning. Now, I'd like to invite you to be in church with us today here where we're members at Mountain View Baptist Church. We'd love to have you come be with us today. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor, and he'll preach to you the Word of God if you'll come today and be in the services with us this morning. And then, of course, for the morning service at 10:45 worship, and then 5 o'clock for the evening service tonight, and then back at 7 on Wednesday. And we urge you to come, be with us in every service, and be on time for Sunday school, be in Sunday school. God will bless you if you'll do that. You need to learn from God's precious book, amen. And so it's good to be here this morning again for this time of fellowship with you and with the Lord and with the Word of God. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs today. I'd like to send it out to those that's lost their loved ones. The Dennis Bolton family lost his grandfather this last week, and want to pray for them this morning also, and pray for those that are sick and suffering, that God would touch them. And many with needs today, and God knows all about those as they look to God for help and for strength and for grace in this time. And so we want to pray for our nation today. Our country needs God. Pray for the leaders of our land that turn their heart to the Lord and find direction in God's book as they used to do. Our forefathers leaned on the Word of God for their wisdom and for the direction that it needed to go with this country. We're far from that today, far, far from that today. No thoughts about that. I know there's scattered throughout the leaders of our land, senators or congressmen, other Christians, and I praise God for that. But as a whole, our government's not looking to God for leadership and for direction. And so we need to pray for our nation today. Fathers, we bow in your divine presence this morning. Thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the grace of God that brought salvation, that appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Thank you for that. I pray you'd bless every need in Radio Land this morning. God bless every heart that needs help today. Touch every heart that's weary, maybe discouraged this morning. I pray you'd lift them up and encourage their hearts today with the Word of God. Bring conviction upon that sinner that's rejected the Lord Jesus and rejected the salvation that you provided through Him. I pray you'd speak to their heart today. Bring conviction, Holy Ghost conviction upon that life today, that they'll turn their heart to the Lord. Have your will and way. Help us in the Word of God again, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning, and I hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today. You listen as they sing.
I don't know where I'd be today. Don't who I would be if not for grace. I could be locked up in jail, have no future, no story to tell. I know my soul would be crying from hell if not for grace. So long, God's forgiveness I would have never known if not for grace. There'd be no hope of heaven above. I wouldn't know the words for God so love. I know my life would be unheard of if not for grace. Not for grace, I would still be lost in hopeless. If not for grace,
amen. How true. For the grace of God, the ring of salvation hath appeared to all men. I'm telling you, grace is great. Amen. Were not for the grace of God, we'd not be able to even say we're Christian this morning. But I thank God for his grace. For by grace through faith you save that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. We're to do those things that God has put in our hearts today. All right, we'll have another song now. I hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing.
Thank you.
reason we can say that is because of the grace of God. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to turn the Bibles this morning to the book of Romans, chapter 12. Romans, chapter 12, and try to bring to you some thoughts the Lord placed on our heart for the message today. Romans, chapter 12. The Bible said, verse 17, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. All right, we're going to go back to verses 19 this morning for the thought for just a few minutes from the Word of God here today on simply the thought of this, when God gets enough, when God has had enough. Now, the Bible said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Now, we're enjoying today the grace of God. We're living in the day of grace. We're living when folks can get saved, get forgiven. And I'm telling you, God's grace is evident everywhere today. He's long-suffering. The Bible said he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so God's grace is here today. But it's not always going to be that way. There's going to come a day when God's going to get enough of the sin business. He's going to get enough of it. Now, sin is rebellion against God. It's refusing to listen to God. It's refusing to do what God says. And so there's coming a day when God's going to get enough of it, and he's going to bring vengeance upon this world. He's going to bring justice upon this world. Mercy is evident today everywhere. Mercy, God's mercy is evident today. If it wasn't for the mercy of God, a lot of folks would be laying in the street dead today. But I'm telling you, God's mercy is evident, and his mercy is long-suffering, and God is speaking to hearts even today. But when God gets enough, you say, well, how has God ever done that? Yes, he has. Now, God had enough in Sodom and Gomorrah when he dealt with that sin, and when they got to dealing with God's people and got to rising up and that trying to defile God's people with their sin, then God got enough of it, and God brought fire and brimstone down upon Sodom and Gomorrah because God had had enough of it. And he brought judgment upon the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah simply because their sin had risen up against God, and that God had had enough of it. So he brought judgment. And so vengeance is mine, God said, I will repay, saith the Lord. You say, well, that's in the Old Testament. Well, it ain't the only place. God had enough of Pharaoh when Pharaoh wouldn't let the children of Israel go. Now, God brought judgment upon him. He refused to let them go and refused to listen to God's man about the direction for God's people. And God got enough of it. And so he slew the firstborn of every household in the land of Egypt because God had had enough. And he brought judgment. He had to get their attention and make them realize that he was God, and what God desired for his people ought to be adhered to. So he got enough of it. God got enough of Pharaoh when he tried to get the children of Israel, ran after them with the armies of Egypt and went down after them into the Red Sea. God got enough of that, and God just brought the sea back in together and drowned every one of them in the sea. God had had enough. Now, I'm enjoying the grace of God today, and I rejoice in that. I'm glad we're seeing grace today. I'm glad God's long-suffering today. No telling how many sinners God can get in because of his long-suffering. He's given them an opportunity. He's not going to force them to get in. He's not going to force them to believe. He's not going to force them to get saved by God's grace. He's not going to do that. But he's got the opportunity. God has given the open door. And today the gospel is being preached everywhere. And the gospel is being proclaimed from the Word of God, and God's mercy is everlasting, and His truth endeared to all generations. And so, having a God, but one day God's going to get enough. He got enough of Pharaoh and his armies, and killed every one of them, and brought judgment upon them. He got enough of those. And you notice, in every time, it's because they are going against God's people. Now, it's a good thing, because the Bible said, I touch not mine anointed, do thy prophets no harm. And every time the devil rises up against God's people and God's man, brother, God gets enough of it after a while, and judgment will eventually come. That's what happened there in those days. But I'm telling you, the Bible said that, listen, and he drowned them in the Red Sea because he got enough of it. Now, that's in the Old Testament. Well, you say God's in the day of grace now. Yeah, we're enjoying that. It's a good to live in the day of grace. I'm glad, and I praise God for every sinner that gets saved. I've never seen a sinner that got saved that I wish they hadn't have. I rejoice in the fact that I don't care how black and vile and depraved they are. I rejoice in the fact that they get born to the family of God, get their sins forgiven, get their hearts right with God. Boy, that's a joy to see. And I don't regret no one's salvation. Amen. I rejoice in that. But there's going to come a day. But you say, what are you doing about it? I'm trying to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, trying to tell the world about the salvation of God, trying to remind folks that Jesus died for sinners and risen to walk again in this world, that we might have life and have it more abundantly, and then ascended back to the Father, that he might come once again, eventually to get the children of God. But I'm telling you, brother, how God gets enough of that after a while. God's vengeance is going to come. It's going to prevail upon this whole world. Now, the Bible said it's appointed to man once to die. You've all got that appointment. Every one of us got that appointment. And the Bible said, after this, the judgment. So the judgment is God dealing with sins that have been ignored and rejected by the Lord. And so, listen, and even the day of grace, brother, listen, God got enough of Paul and Silas sitting in jail. And there's praying and there's singing. And God got enough of it. And God got them out of that place. And brother, I'm telling you, shook the jailhouse and brought them out. And listen, God gets enough of it after a while. And Peter was in prison. God got enough of them persecuting his man, his servant, and his men, the man of God. And brother, God shook it up and brought him out of that place. Why? Because God got enough of that. And brother, listen, folks are not to put themselves as judge and jury on God's man. And you leave God's man alone. Amen. He's trying to live right, trying to love God and try to serve God. You need to leave him alone. Some folks think that their duty is to aggravate the man of God. They think that their duty and their job is to ridicule the man of God, having for supper and for lunch, for breakfast around the house. No wonder the kids have no confidence in God's man because of what they hear from mother and dad. Oh, listen, my friend, better leave God's man alone. Better leave the church alone. And this world today is persecuting the church. They're persecuting God's man. They better leave it alone. God's going to get enough after a while. God's going to say it's enough, and he's going to bring judgment upon this world today. Amen. So listen, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. So God's men, with the proclaiming the truth of the word of God, the church, as they endeavor to reach sinners for the Lord Jesus Christ, has always been persecuted, has always been cast down, has always been ridiculed. It's always that way. But I'm telling you, nobody's profited by doing that. Why don't the world learn today to leave God's church alone and leave God's men alone today? I'm telling you, why don't the world learn from their past mistakes and the forefathers' mistakes? I'm telling you, that brother, do to leave God's people alone today. And so today they're prodding the church and they're persecuting the church and they're ridiculing the church and making fun of the Bible and rejecting the Word of God, putting it out of the schools and putting it out anywhere that don't want know God's word anywhere, but I'm telling you, brother, God's going to get enough of it because his word is right, it's true, it's righteous altogether, and it's preserved for every generation. And so it'd be good just to leave God's man alone today. And that, so the Bible tells us very clearly here and that God brought judgment upon a world, and he's going to do the same thing today at this world that's living in sin. The Bible said, listen, this world that's living in sin today is going to be judged one of these days. And so the Bible's very clear about that. Let every soul be subject unto the high powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. And whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves a damnation. Amen. Listen, brother, the world's not listening today to God's word. For rulers are not a terror to good work, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. And so listen, leave the church alone today. Leave the word of God alone today. Let the word of God do what it says to do. Go where it leads, and go the direction that God's word gives us. My friend, we're to listen to it today. And the world is rejecting that. They're turning away from that. And they're turning away from the precious word of God. And God's going to judge this world because they're rejecting the Lord Jesus. They're rejecting the word of God. And they're rejecting the men of God that are standing faithful and true and proclaiming the truth of God's word. And that they don't want anything to do with it today. They'd rather be entertained. They'd rather be doing their own thing in this world today, but you'd better listen to what God says in the Word of God today. And so listen, we're to be obedient to the Lord today. And so listen, don't turn against God's people. Don't turn against God's church. Don't turn against God's Word. You're not going to prosper. You're not going to do good. And God will judge you if you walk away from Him and walk away from the church and walk away from the scriptures. You're going to find the judgment of God's going to come upon you today. And so the Bible said, listen, we're not to reject the word of God. Paul, fought against the church. And remember the story of Saul of Tarsus, you know, in Acts chapter 9, and he was persecuting the church. He was putting folks in jail. He was having folks killed because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, Paul was doing his own thing. He was doing what he thought was right. I bet he wasn't doing the will of God. But one day, God got enough of it, and God brought conviction upon him on the road to Damascus, and Jesus appeared there, and brother spoke to him, and this man got saved by God's grace. And I'm telling you, God got enough of it. He got enough of that persecution. He got enough of his people suffering. And if you listen, if you one thing you're assured of today, God sees every suffering saint of God. God knows every persecution that's taking place. He knows every ridicule that's taking place against God's people. God's got a record of it. God knows exactly what's going on. Those that ridicule the church and run down the church and run down the pastors and run down the men of God and reject what they've got to say and think they've got to live their own life and do their own thing regardless of what the Bible says. Brother, God's going to get enough of it one day and bring judgment upon a world that's reeking in sin today, sins all around us, and they're rejecting that. What would take care of the problems even of America today? The Word of God would. If we just go according to the Bible, go according to the Scriptures, it'd take care of the problems of our land today. Amen. And listen, the Bible is very clear that there's a God listening to us. There's a God that's watching us, and He knows everything that's taking place. And if you want to prosper, prosper in this world and do good and listen to what the Bible has got to say. And of course, then you'll suffer some things and be ridiculed about some things, but there's rewards in heaven. Amen. Listen, it's not the dollar marks in our bank account that it's going to count when we leave this world. And it's not the things we've accumulated, how many cars we have, how many homes we have, and summer homes and winter homes that folks have, that's going to count when the Lord comes. Because everything you've accumulated, everything that you see, is going to turn back to the dust, and we're not carrying one thing with us when we face the Lord. We'll stand there as the same way we came to this world, the same way we're going back, with not a thing in the world. And what's going to count is what we've done for Jesus Christ. And so listen, my friend, God's going to get enough one of these days, and the sin is run rampant in America today and around the world. Sin is running rampant. It's getting worse all the time. Depravity is spreading like a disease. And brother, listen, it's depravity. It's sin. It's not. It's sin today, and it's spreading everywhere. It's getting worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And all these things are taking place even in the world today, and God's going to get enough one day and bring judgment. Now, you say, preacher, why you been preaching on this? I don't know. I just felt like that's what God wanted to preach. And I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I'm telling you one thing. Folks, better listen to the Word of God. You better listen to the Scriptures and God's men as they stand and faithfully proclaim the Word of God, and that we might have to know what to do and when to do it and how to serve God in these last days. And if you reject the plan of salvation, you reject the plan of God, one day God's going to run out of patience with you, and one day you'll hear the last message, and you hear the last invitation, you hear the last song, and but you'll meet God just like you stand. As the tree falls, so shall it lie. Amen. And so listen, there's the fact that God's coming one of these days. Jesus going to send his son to get the church to the living God. God's going to send enough, son. They've ridiculed the church long enough. They've rejected the word of God long enough. They've made and ridiculed me long enough. Son, go get your bride and bring her out of that mess down there and bring her home to be with you. We'll have a marriage supper. We'll have a judgment seat, and we'll have a marriage supper. We'll have a honeymoon on the earth for 1,000 years, and we're going to, and listen, God's going to get enough one of these days, and he's going to judge the world by the precious word of God that they rejected, the very thing they rejected. God will judge us by, and will judge them by, because God said, judgment is mine, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. God's going to get even with this world today, and it's not a joyful thing, that breaks my heart. And there's folks I know that are in rebellion against God and against his word and against his men that have risen up again. It breaks my heart, because I know that one day God's going to make them reap what they sow, and it's going to be sad and a bad day in their lives because of their rejection of what the word of God has had to say, and their ridicule of God's men, their persecution of God's men. And brother, God's going to bring the judgment one day and give an account of that. Everything done in this body, every deed done, going to bring account to God. Well, our time is gone this morning. God bless you. It's our prayer. I'm the next Sunday. Amen.